This podcast episode is powered by AfriPods, the world's number one podcasting platform for African stories.
Hi there, good morning. Welcome to another podcast session, Markets Monday by the Kenyan Wall Street team. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, Markets Monday is a podcast where we get to tear into the market what happened last week and probably seeing how the market is opened on Monday morning as we focus on what's likely to happen during the week. My name is Felix Ocheng and I'm your host for the day. Last week on the Nairobi Securities Exchange, we saw a little bit of an upward activity. The bounce remained a little bit bullish, where we saw the equity market in terms of turnover. Yes, there was a decline. Turnover declined slightly to about 2 billion against the 3 billion that was traded on the previous week. Total volumes on the market also declined by about to about 67 million from 109 million posted earlier on. We saw some things happen. We saw, due to Safaricom giving out an interim dividend earlier on Thursday, the share price rose and rallied to close the week at a new high in terms of price closing at 38.35 Kenya shillings. Earlier on Friday, Safaricom actually traded at 39, which was a new all-time high. I think that was something that's very interesting. If you're a shareholder for Safaricom, this is something that's definitely going to be an interesting time for you as an individual. I'm just trying to imagine, those of you who bought Safaricom at prices as low as 5 shillings during the IPO, those of you who came in later, bought in at 16, and those who came in later on as well, and even bought when Safaricom traded at 21 and 28, you guys are probably in the money. This is something that investors really want. So today, as Safaricom opens, I think that's something that we are likely to try and just have a look into, just trying to see what is it that's really going to happen and what is it that as individuals, what advantages are there that you as an individual can post in on Safaricom. And as market opens, I'm seeing Safaricom still a little bit of activity. Safaricom has only traded about 206,025 shares. That is at 10:30 a.m. Nairobi time. We are still seeing a little bit, bids are on the high side. We are seeing bidding 500,000 on the bid and 450,000 on the supply. We are seeing bidding at as high as 38.90 and supply coming in as high as well as 38.95. So in my opinion, I think Safaricom is likely to continue a little bit of a rally, and we might actually be surprised to see Safaricom trade at prices of even about 40 in the near future, or even within the week. So that's something that we are really hoping that we will keep a keen eye on that, and then we'll be able to look into. I'll touch a little bit on what happened the last week on the indices bit. The All Share Index, that's the NSE All Share Index NASI, had a very good week, so to say. We saw the All Share Index gain about 4.4% in activity to close at 164.02 points. The NSE 20 and the NSE 25 Share Index similarly were up, and giving that in terms of price appreciation, we saw the NSE 25 gaining about 134 points, 134.57 to be specific. That's about 3.87% from the previous close to close the week at 36.12. At the same time, the 20 share index was up, gaining about 23.84. That's about 1.28, something fairly enough, to close the week at 1889.77. So that's something that I believe investors were really looking into. The reason why we're seeing a lot of positive activity, first of all, I believe the markets generally, not only in Kenya, but markets globally have taken a little bit of a toll. That was last year, and so markets are slowly trying to quote unquote, just what I'd say, wake up. So I think this is something that we are likely to see over the next few days. We're likely to see more price action coming in on the positive edge on markets, mostly as we approach the earnings period for the Nairobi Securities Exchange. Most of the counters, mostly in the banking sector, we are likely to see a little bit of activity higher as well. We saw last week KCB was rising about 2.56% in terms of price action, all the way up to 38 shillings. One thing that somebody had mentioned earlier on, which I really got to be very interesting. It would be very interesting to just know that KCB, Safaricom, and Equity, these are always considered as some of the liquid, some of the most liquid counters on the NSE, are trading within the same price range. That's between 35 and 40, where we're seeing Equity Group trading at around 37.85, KCB at 38, and Safaricom as well at 38.69. Looking at it as well from another end, I think this week is going to be a very interesting bit. We've seen foreign investors coming in to buy. Last week, foreign investors assumed a net buying position on Safaricom, for example. Safcom foreigners bought about 63.79% of the total activity. Though also we saw foreign sales were coming a little bit higher as well at 91.87%. One thing that I would really see, the total foreign participation, just to mention, looking at it now from the overall market, we are seeing foreigners still were a little bit higher on the activity on the bourse, with last week foreigners trading about 51.1% of the total market activity. That's in terms of turnover, of course, and the local individuals holding just about 48.9%. One of the things that I think is foreigners are trying to get into the market, and this is something that's going to be very good. We're seeing a little bit of volatility in global markets, mostly in the US, where we're seeing what has now been called on as Wall Street bets going against Wall Street boys going against the Reddit bets. So I think that is one thing that we are likely to see. As long as there's volatility on any other, on global markets, and we're always going to see other markets like the NSE, the frontier and emerging markets, having a little bit of activity in terms of foreign investors coming in onto the market. Another thing that I think we need to look into is something that's very interesting, EABL last week. For those of you who are following, for those of you who bought into EABL, last week EABL gained a little bit, about 5.9% in terms of price action, to close the week at 175 shillings per share. EABL actually moved about 2.3 million shares valued, that's around 410 million back to back on during the trading week. I think that's something that investors are likely going to look into. Earlier on in the week, EABL had reached a higher price, I think around 177, and then started coming back down a bit. So at times, market corrections are always going to happen one way or another. So one thing that I would encourage you is you get to know what prices are you getting into, what prices are you getting out. And so that's one thing that I believe is very important for you as an individual. So that's one thing that that we're really looking into this week. On the reports that we have for investment bankers, what something new that we're actually starting is to just give you a few hints about reports that we're receiving from various investment banks. And it's very interesting. Today we are seeing both Ganges and Fidea Investment Bank issuing a recommendation on Kenya Reinsurance. That's Kenya Re, for those of you who were in the company. We are seeing a little bit of mixed feeling, where we're seeing Fidea issue a recommendation of a hold on Kenya Re, and we're seeing Ganges issue a buy recommendation for long-term investors, of course, on Kenya Re. So that's something that I believe is up to the investor to make a decision for. For those of you who are already in, you can hold. For those of you who are coming in for the first time, you can also go through these reports and then you can be able to buy in. Something that I believe would be very interesting to see how investors are likely to to come into this. On the fixed income space on the NSE, last week we saw the bond turnover post a little bit of a decline. The bond turnover posted a little bit of a rise. And this is something that I believe that just basically shows just how other investors are also looking into investing on the fixed income space. The bond market had a record 677 deals, about 21.3 billion worth of bonds were traded, something that I believe we are really going to be looking into as well. Also, as we discuss a little bit on what's going to happen on the frontier side of and the interest side of Central Bank of Kenya, of course, we're going to see, we're going to be following closely on what's going to happen with the Treasury bill subscription during the week. Last week there was a tap sale by the Treasury. The FXD1, that's the fixed rate bond, 2013-15, and FXD1 2012-20. The fixed income bonds, the fixed rate bonds, the 2012 bond, the 20-year long bond, and the 15-year long bond issued in 2013. There was a tap sale on both of them. We are likely to see. We know that the current tap sale is going to close on 17th, something that is going to be interesting to see the subscription that will come out with the results coming in later on Wednesday. So that's it for today's session. If you have any question, always remember you can comment and just let us know what you think. And also don't forget to download HISA app and follow these discussions live as we go through the market and discuss a bit on what's happening on the local market. Next week, we'll have Davis once again, and I believe Eric will also be able to join in on the usual sessions that we usually have as we tie in on a longer segment of this podcast. Thank you all and have a lovely week. Wish you all in investing.